So it's 12:34 a.m. and I'm up because I have work to do, and I took a nap today. I took a real good nap today. This afternoon, really, because I worked and I got to the building. My office building and the elevator was broke. So I had to climb the cement steep steps to the third floor. To the third floor. Let me know that I was out of shape. So when I get to work tomorrow, I'm going to take the steps again. I'm going to take the steps every day as an exercise for myself, which I think would be great. It ain't going to take nothing away from me. It's going to help me. And I'm all for it. So what am I doing tonight? Well, I said I have work to do. I had a few interviews. I had maybe four interviews this week. I got two tomorrow, and I believe I have four on Friday or Thursday. I have four. And so when I got up from the nap, which, you know, when you take a nap, you get off of work, and you get a good one, you're going to be up. If you wake up around about 12 or 11, you're going to be up for a little bit until you get tired. So what I'm doing tonight, I'm making a decision. And how many of us have to make decisions every day in our life? We all do. I'm going to choose which candidate was suitable for my office environment. As I mentioned to you in my previous podcast, that I didn't get a chance to really elaborate on for as a young generation, but I'll go back to that. I'm looking for certain characteristics, personality, as a supervisor, because that's what I am in the field of social work. And I'm a public servant as well. So, the most important thing to me as a supervisor looking for a candidate to contribute to the work environment and to the other staff members is character, personality, diligence, willingness, self-expression about what they do, their passion. I'm looking for the passion in their work, the confidence in their work, how they resolve situations. Because I'm not an ordinary supervisor. I'm not just an ordinary supervisor. I'm a supervisor that get into the trenches with you. I'm a supervisor that's knowledgeable. I'm a supervisor that's hands-on. But I'm also a supervisor that's not an enabler. And so I'll give you the information, but I'm going to look and see how many times you're going to ask me about the same information. I'm going to look and see when you come to me for information. Do you have a pad and a pencil, or a pad and a pen? And there are pertinent things that I look for when one of the staff members come to me and ask me a question. Because if it don't make sense to me, I'm going to look at them and ask them to make it make sense. You know, and so with me starting out as a processor and now a supervisor, and I'm continuing to grow with my degrees, especially in organizational leadership, management, facilitation, behavior science, which is psychology, behaviors, and all those things. I can gauge the situation just by pertinent information in which they give me. If they're not giving me that information, I'm sending them back to get the information. And that's okay, because you want them to learn. You want them to be able to understand what you're saying or what you see. You know, that's not on printed page. It's just that they have to put that information in their memory bank so that they can reference it when they're dealing with the public in my absence or before they get to me, pretty much. So today, I had those interviews of yesterday and the day before, Monday. And so now I'm just going through my transcript of the interview. I rated the interviews already, but now at this point, I'm just doing my grid as to who's my number one candidate, who's the second candidate, third, so forth. And so, the way you answer the questions on the actual job description is pertinent too, because if you write C resume, you didn't answer any of the questions. So those are points. So I look at your resume to see how many, you know, if this is good, bad, poor, fair, excellent, and it's rated by points. And then I'm looking at the interview itself that's graded by points. Excellent, good, poor, fair. In your actual evaluation, I'm looking at that. And I'm looking at your references. And so, as I rate the interview, I rate it based on that. And so, I'm going through everything, clearing up my actual transcript, because I do type fast too. And I am also going to do my hiring grid and make my decision. And I made my decision. I have somebody that's in mind, that is experienced, that I really don't have to train. But now she's going to come into the office culture, and I have to give her what she needs. I'm not one of those micromanager supervisors, but I do have expectations, and I do review work, and I do observe closely what I'm looking at. And the worst thing that a person could do for themselves is to fire themselves, because I don't have to do that for you. You could do that yourself. I'll just co-sign and send in the paperwork to shut you down, shut down your account and your computer access and all that stuff like that. I'm looking to see how well you get along with the staff. I'm looking for your leadership skills, because I will put you in charge of the team. Everyone is a team to me. There's no I, and no. Also, camaraderie, and all those other good things. So, I have my number one candidate. I'm optimistic, and I'm sure that she can grow if she wants to. And if anyone is applying for any state job, make sure that you answer all the questions on the job application. You know, don't copy C resume. Don't copy and paste the same thing for all the questions. Really sell yourself. Talk about what you've been through. Talk about where you've been. Talk about the training that you received. Talk about how you contributed to others. Talk about your growth and how you started and your development and how long you've been on one particular job and how long you've been on that job before you transitioned to your new job and how long you've been on that job and what were the benefits from transitioning from one job to the other and how you contributed to the lives of other people and what was so significant for you as a employee and now you are maybe a supervisor, a crew chief, a director. Just sell yourself. Talk about what's important. Talk about how you help the people. Talk about how you contribute to your staff and you trained your successor. Those are the things that are important, you know, because if you don't know who you are and you get on a job interview, that's what's going to show up. You're going to not know who you are. You're going to be grasping for straws. You're going to be having silence, you know, when you should be talking. Just talk, you know, about what you need to talk about. If they ask you a question about diversity, if they ask you a question about experiences, know it. You experienced it. Know it. You know, some people don't know how to put things, you know, in words. But if you could talk about anything else, if you could talk about, you know, the love and reality shows, you know, verbatim, then you could talk about your life. And if you don't know yourself, then that's another story that we could talk about at a later time. But not knowing yourself is giving people permission to make decisions for you. And if you give that power over, then that's what you're going to show, what's going to show up in your life on a daily basis. Giving your power over because you don't know. Or even if you don't know the answer to the question and you need to be the question to be repeated, you ask the panelists to repeat the question. You know, so we can't elaborate on it, but you ask the panelists to repeat the question. And come with your A game because it's going to be competition. Come with your A game. And know what you know what you're talking about. You walk the walk so you can speak it. You know, and that's it. So I leave you with that. And I'm going to do this grid and hopefully I can get my first candidate because we got a lot of openings here at our location in the state. And I'm ready. Peace. Have a great night, great morning, and until we meet again, take care. Bye-bye.